We are back on the Andy Finn Show and wrapping up our conversation about Microsoft, one of John's favorite topics.
Oh, trying to get a rise out of me, right?
if I can. Anyway, the last segment is about operating systems and the differences. So, John, you have quite a bit of experience with different operating systems compared to most of us mostly know Microsoft's Windows operating system. Why would we want another operating system? And is there any hope of getting out from underneath Microsoft's thumb?
Well, hope always springs eternal. And so, you know, we can only look forward to the day when Microsoft doesn't have a stranglehold on the operating system market. Now, it's just outrageous that in a one particular technical field like operating systems, that Microsoft can have 90% of the market. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why in the world that does not constitute the basis for an antitrust suit all by itself.
Well, it did, right. Well, let me ask you this.
With no other factors, you know, like strong-arming companies like Netscape, because of the fact that they've got that much of the market.
Well, what do you say about this, that they rose to where they are by providing superior products, and they've earned their dominance of the market, and you should let the marketplace rule? For the government to interfere, the markets can react much quickly. If Microsoft isn't meant to be up on top, they'll fall quickly.
Well, in a perfect world,
that's one of my favorite phrases.
In a perfect world, that would be the way that it works. But as a matter of fact, the tactics that Microsoft has taken with both its collaborators and its competitors are simply coercive. And the government hasn't reacted to that here in this country. Perhaps the EU will. But you're right. Let's say that everybody gets sick of Windows and they all decide to become Linux users. Okay? So where do they go to buy that machine that comes loaded with Linux? Or, and it's not that some don't, you can buy a machine that's loaded, preloaded with Linux. IBM's got one. But where are they going to go to buy that computer that where out of the box it runs Linux and it's easy to understand, easy to use.
It works with everything else that's out there.
Can't be done. And one of the reasons for that is because Windows has such a stranglehold on the operating system market that then go to the major manufacturers, Dell and Hewlett-Packard, and say, we are going to keep our sweetheart deal, or you will be sorry.
Right, because they can give them a better price. They can keep the cost down for Dell and all of that. Well, so I think we're saying that it's going to be difficult to get out from underneath this. Are there operating systems that could do the job?
Oh, but as I said, hope springs eternal. And there are two, of course, that have a tiny fraction of the market. But we can only hope that that changes in the future. And there's some reason to believe that it will, too, especially when it comes to Linux. Now, first of all, there's Apple. I've talked about them a little bit. Let's put this in historical perspective. Once upon a time, the only operating systems were the operating systems of mainframe computers.
Right.
And the proven one, the tried and true, tested one is Unix. And Unix was the prime example of efficient use of computing resources and multitasking. Okay.
Really, although they made it hell on the software programmers.
Well, that's the problem. To be a Unix user, you'd have to operate in a command line environment and have memorized, if you were going to do any good at all, have memorized hundreds of commands.
I used to know hundreds of Unix
commands. Oh, yeah. I did, too, back in the days when it was required of me. But
so you like this new approach better to computers, this GUI interface?
The gooier the better. But now that's where we've made tremendous strides, especially in the last year, perhaps in the last 2 years, but certainly in the last year. The desktop version of Unix is called Linux, named for Linus Torvald.
Unix.
No. Don't go spreading slander about Linus around. And the deal is that it's an operating system originally intended for mainframe computers, extremely stable. It would have to be, you know. Think of what the reliance that we have on mainframe computers. We can't be having them go up and down like Windows.
No, we cannot.
And so you take the several versions of Linux. The initial versions of them the software itself, the operating system itself, is free. You know, and it's open source, which means that anybody can contribute to it, and that means that you get all the best minds of the world working on it and making it a better operating system. The problem with Linux in the first place was that it was designed by all these geeks.
Yes.
You know, and so you had to be a geek to do it. But over the last couple of years, tremendous strides in GUI interfaces that look like something you are familiar with. You know, and to tell the truth, they can look kind of like Windows. They can look kind of like Macs. But the deal is they make it, the developers that are making money off Linux are the ones who are simply providing a nice GUI interface and a manual to go along with it.
Yeah, right.
So it makes
it
easy for you to do it. Now, the encouraging thing about it is that, for instance, a number of Asian companies, South Korea is one example, have decided, and they're not the only ones by any means, have decided that they will switch all their government operations to Linux rather than Windows, rather than Microsoft products, because they will save so much more money and save so many more headaches.
Well, and they don't want to be taken over by the United States, and they don't want to be taken over by Microsoft.
I will tell you that that's part of it. The countries that have resolved to take this step are certainly the ones who don't want to be dominated by U.S. business.
Do they hate freedom?
No, they don't hate freedom. They love capitalism. But that bodes well, I think. And not only that, there's an entire suite of software, office-type software, all kinds of other things that are now designed for Linux and are so stable and work so well.
And so there is an alternative. There is an option to go to. And of course, there are issues tied here beyond the PC. There is in these network environments, right? You've got to have software that performs not just on each individual machine and on the servers, but handles the networking and all of that. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that Microsoft has struggled always in that market with their stuff, and it's adequate. But that these Unix based things were designed for
larger internet.
Servers and
absolutely.
And for machine to machine stuff.
It was the language of the internet. Absolutely, it was. And they've got the connection bit down. And so Windows comes along with a completely different thing to overlay it. But Unix was all about big computers.
That's right.
Talking to each other on the original internet starting in 1969. And as a matter of fact, when the first PCs came along, the early ones were not IBM PCs running DOS. They had Unix on them. And so when the very first local area network started springing up, when we saw a need to connect computers in the workplace to share peripherals and that kind of thing, we're talking about computers that had Unix on them and were running Ethernet developed by Xerox. You know, this stuff goes hand in hand.
I think Xerox let the Ethernet market get away from them too, didn't they?
Isn't it wild that they could have done that?
They did all of it. Well, so back to my last question, which is I came across a set of predictions for 2005 just from somebody who's a recognized expert, quote unquote, in the tech field. And he's arguing that this has to be the year that Microsoft comes out with MX Linux.
MS Linux.
MS,
is
yes.
Is that what you said?
That's what
MS
it says.
Linux.
The idea is they're going to do their own version of Linux because they cannot wait any longer, and they're going to get eaten alive if they don't have it.
Sounds to me like they ought to name it the HMS Linux, and then it would be just as big a fantasy musical as the HMS Pinafore, or it would sink, for that matter. Now, that sounds like a crazy idea to me. It really does.
Call me Ishmael.
Right.
Okay, thanks for being here, John. It's been enlightening.
Well, and thanks for asking me. I always love being enlightened. Or wait, did I enlighten you? Or did we enlighten the world?
I think there's a lot more heat than enlighten here, but
I think you're right about that.